Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, How Do We Make This a Time of Fulfillment?
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the Gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people. Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked a little further. He saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, and they too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called to them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The good news of our God. I have been shaken this week by the insurrection and violence perpetrated on our Capitol in the attempt to disrupt the electoral vote. My heart has been broken by the over 370,000 deaths in the United States from COVID-19. In the gospel today, John was arrested. Might not Jesus' heart have been stirred by the arrest of John and the violence that would ensue? Yet he goes and does what God has called him to. He proclaims, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. This hardly seems a time of fulfillment. Yet what is the kingdom of God? Years ago, I heard it called the kingdom of God. For in Christ, we are all one family of God. We are all related. What one does affects us all. Repentance and belief, isn't that what most of us are called to do? Jesus knew he could not bring about the fullness of the kingdom alone. He called on his disciples to follow. Many commentators and leaders these days have reiterated that truth. We need all of us to look at our relationships and relatedness. America cannot be made whole without us. The pandemic has made it clear how much we need each other and miss the touch and physical presence to one another. How do the times in this gospel call us to respond? Jesus was led by the Spirit in truth. How have we failed the truth in our own lives? The Black Lives Matter groups have been treated differently than white supremacists and anarchists. What double standards do you and I have and have to let go of in our lives? How are we accountable to those in hospitals dying or being treated with COVID? How do we mask up, wash hands, isolate ourselves? Jesus moved on after John's arrest and ultimately his death. How do we proclaim good news? Contacting those who feel isolated by phone or email. Helping those who hunger for food and justice and housing. How do we demonstrate they are not alone? They are us. How are we called to leave our small worlds of isolation by COVID to bring the good news of our unity to fruition in our world? Can we make this a new start and a time of fulfillment? What are we called to leave behind and move forward.